Ladies and gentlemen.
Show
is about
to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Buenos noches. This is the Brad Westmar Show, and I am Brad, back in studio for the very first time in 2 weeks. That's dos semanas if you are a Spanish-speaking audience, which I believe you can also get this show in Spanish on XM Sirius Satellite Radio on the Dumbass Channel. Espanol or something like that. Is that right, Batman?
I think it's the... All right, I can't say
that. Honestly, I think only one person has actually had a swear word on this show. I believe it may have even been twice.
It was me.
And it was you both times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice work.
There's so many shows I produce. Some of them are uncut. Some of them aren't.
Take that home, kids. He is a great superhero role model. Yeah. All right. So here we are. Welcome. And we have on the line with us, as always, doing the show, Magic Matt Stairs is with us tonight. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I cannot complain. It's great to be back in studio. You sound much better than you did 2 weeks ago when we caught you from Minneapolis. So
Yeah. Back in my home surroundings. It's
yes.
A lot better.
Yes. Your home surroundings, which we'll talk about briefly more in a little bit. We've got a lot on the table tonight. By the way, Mr. Afkar will not be joining us tonight. We expected to have him back from Cleveland. Unfortunately, his call of duty was extended. No, actually, he's no longer in Iraq or Cleveland or Cleveland, Missouri or Cleveland, Ohio. He is back in Kansas City, but due to some schedule conflicts that we had this week, he was not able to make it this week. And actually, worse yet, rumor has it he will not be here next week for our Elvis Death Day show because he is going back to Iraq next week. So
he's an important member of our fighting forces.
He is. He works hard. And we, again, once again, Jerry, we really, really appreciate you serving our country. So so tonight, lots on the table. We're going to do a game from the old show that I have not done. I've tried and tried and tried to not make this show like the old show, and I think we've done a good job of that. I think I'm a lot worse on this show than I was on the old show. I know Batman doesn't like hearing that. I'm joking, of course, but I like to bring back things slowly. I didn't want to just come in and do all these things that we did on the old show, Batman.
Well, I gotta tell you what, you're not as bad. You think
I'm not as bad as I was back then.
Right. So you're this is the nicer Brad, I swear.
It is. It's actually almost Brad 3.0 now.
It's changing even more.
Yeah. Because I was trying to be a nice guy. Now I'm still an a-hole, but I'm a nice a-hole.
You're like an a-hole people could hang out with.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Speaking of hanging out, I got to tell you, let me give you some visuals, Matt. Got into the studio tonight, and of course, first thing that came to my mind was, "Yep, still Batman's closet in here."
Get out!
But it is, but that's okay. And Matt, you saw the video, right?
I did. Batman, that's ridiculous.
Hold on,
dude. I looked like you had like a pair of 20-year-old Air Jordans tucked away in there.
Not even.
I think you're right. I'll go looking for those a little bit later.
Equipment,
but,
man.
I mean, first of all, I made 35 cents, which was great. I came and I sat down in my chair, and some dumbass had left 35 cents here. Probably Batman. No? Okay. And so I gained 35 cents, so that's a plus. Anytime you make money, no matter how much money, you know, I'm a businessman, Matt. It's good. you know.
Hey, you're in the black for the day.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I did spend 62 on the soda I'm drinking right now. So, but you never know. There's a good. Oh, wait for it. Wait for it. I just found another quarter.
Oh, you're only 2 cents down now, I think.
I'll bet I could find two pennies here somewhere. Batman, you're not getting this.
No, I think it's someone's putting that there for the pop machine downstairs.
I don't care. Finders keepers. Don't leave money here. There's other. Look, seriously, Matt. We used to be in a radio station where we get paid. I didn't say real radio station. We used to be at, we used to work for a living when it came to radio. And tell me, if you find money in the studio, whose money is it?
It's your money now.
Exactly. You don't.
You never leave money around in the studio.
Exactly, Batman. That's how it works.
It's not fair, man.
But BS. It's not fair.
I don't even know whose it is. No, I
don't.
Feel bad.
I don't care whose it is. It doesn't
tell him you stole it.
No, look. There's also a half-drank Cherry Coke Zero in here
that's
as well.
Who left the quarter?
And that was probably they've obviously don't need this money because they've already got a pop. They'll be fine next week when they come in. There's half a can right there. Okay. Now the other thing that I found that I did like is I had Adrian Barbeau's boob staring at me, which was fantastic. I've got to take a picture of this book and put it on the website. This is Adrian Barbeau's book. Am I correct?
It's called, autograph too.
Yeah, there are worse things I could do is the name of her autobiography. And she's looking mighty smoking. Now, Matt, I know you're a little bit younger than I. Do you know who Adrian Barbeau is?
You know, honestly, I know the name, but I don't know. I couldn't point her out of a lineup.
That's okay.
Man.
He's young. He's young. You got to remember, he was like in high school.
He's seen Creepshow. He's seen The Fog.
Look, man, I was smoking weed in my program director's office while this kid was taking driver's ed. So that's
damn David Spade.
There's a difference in age here. So bear with him. I'm taking a picture of this during the break, though. There's also some other books. I saw this one here, and I read it incorrectly. I thought the title was The Goose Got Laid, but it's actually called The Goose That Laid the Golden Egg. But when I first glanced at it, I thought it said The Goose That Got Laid.
It's not even close. Where's your head at?
I don't know.
Even close.
God, well, he's his own little Google message system.
I am completely a mess. And by the way, none of this stuff planned at all for the show tonight. So let's get into this. No, you know you've got the show notes.
We are wasting time.
Let me just let people know, too, and Matt's starting to figure this out, although it's not always this way. There are going to be times, Matt, where you're going to have the show notes in front of you, and we're not going to do any of them. And that's just the way it goes sometimes, you know? And
I learned that a little bit two weeks ago when we were in when I was up in Minneapolis. We kind of strayed away a few times.
Yeah. And that's going to happen tonight. So far we've done, about 6 or 7 minutes, and we've done nothing that's on the sheet. So let's go ahead and try to get a couple of things on the sheet. You and I had a little conversation via, I believe, text message a few days ago about Billy Butler, our Kansas City Royals DH, because of course he can't play anywhere else because, well, at least you don't have to field from the DH position.
And he can hit.
He can hit, though. He's kind of like Mike Sweeney. Can't do much but hit. But Billy Butler, as most people now in Kansas City know, has a new nickname. It's Country Breakfast. And I think we're hip on this, Matt. Am I right?
Yeah, that's an awesome nickname.
I think it is. I really do. And now, your understanding as to how it came about, do you understand it exactly?
Yes and no, I guess. I don't know the whole story.
I don't either, but bottom line is he's embraced it, which is great.
Yeah, I think that's cool. That kind of surprised me, actually.
Well, you know, I think it really says a lot about his personality, and it's the kind of guy that I am. Unless it's a really stupid nickname like A-hole or something like that, just like a mean thing, I'm all about embracing nicknames. I love to make nicknames for people. I don't do it as much as I would like to because most people are so sensitive, and they think you're insulting them when you give them a nickname. And I think nicknames are cool. I think that they say something about your personality and also just the people respect you and like you when they make up nicknames for you. And you know, I got a friend whose last name is Wingert, and I don't know if he likes it or not, but I used to call him Wing in high school. And it's just, I don't know, it just makes sense. So I mean, nicknames, they have to make sense, and there's always a story behind nicknames, and I think that's cool, you know.
Yeah. And you know, if you're an athlete too, it's a great way to cash in.
It really, yeah, oh, definitely is. And you have to wonder if he's getting any off of the Country Breakfast t-shirts that they're making now.
I don't know, but those are pretty cool.
They are pretty. You want one, don't you?
I do. Next time I'm in Kansas City, I'm going to go looking for one.
I think you should. And in fact, the next time you're in Kansas City, we're going to spend more time together than we did last time, I think. So
that would be cool.
And we just spent time together last week, too, when I was in our hometown, which is where you live, in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yep.
And I would like to go off onto tangents, but I don't think we have time tonight. but you and I had a few. Wait a minute. I've already gone off on a 10-minute tangent. I know. Batman's over there shaking his head. I know. But you know why, though, Matt, because we talked quite a bit about the state of radio in our small town of Sioux City, Iowa.
Yes.
And let me just put it to people this way. I won't go into the stories now because I could tell stories all day and this show is not long enough. But yes, I know. Thanks, Batman. That most of the people that I worked with in the 90s are still there. A lot of them are still there. Let's put it that way. Let's just mention some names, shall we? I mean, not that anybody knows these names, but just to give people an idea that I'm not exaggerating. Mark Hahn, Brian Ross, who, by the way, I could tell stories galore about. who else? Help me. Well,
Rob Powers,
who did my voice on the old show, the voiceovers on the old show. You got Bart McCoy.
Bart came in after I was done there.
Okay, but he was there when
I
left.
Yeah, he was there. Okay.
Yeah, yep. That's almost a half a dozen right there, and that's not to mention the country station. Candace Nash is still in town.
Oh, there's tons of them. You could go on and on.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Steve Arthur, you've got and then you got the Big Daddy thing. We almost have to talk about Big Daddy real quick.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We have to talk about this, and Matt and I completely agree on this. There's this guy who was actually the PD at KG95 in Sioux City, Iowa when I first started back in 1990-ish or so. He jumped around quite a bit, got fired, did this, did that, blah, 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 blah. Well, he came back into the market, poor guy, and for whatever reason, and changed his persona, and I had seen here, he was tried to be a big-time morning guy in Sioux City maybe 5-6 years ago, I think. And I had seen the billboards, but had never heard him on the air, but had heard that he was actually Denny Anderson. He changed his persona and called himself Big Daddy. And Big Daddy's got to be in his mid-50s by now, I would have to gather. So I'd seen the billboards. And Matt, I don't know, describe the billboards for everybody, could you?
Yeah, they're kind of an over underexposed black and white picture. This big guy, big bald guy, goatee, really kind of an intimidating looking presence
big,
on this
big,
billboard.
Big dark shades too.
Yep, sunglasses. Big dark sunglasses. And, you know, like I said, the way the picture's set up, it's kind of cool looking. It's a really cool billboard actually, but it gives off this persona as this big, tough, almost biker type,
badass.
Stereotypical biker type badass character. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And then they used the same thing for his. He came back here recently because the billboard that's in town I saw said he's back or something like that. And come to find out, he's doing middays now, which is roughly a 10-2 or 10-3 shift instead of the morning shift. And so I was interested to say, you know, I wonder what Denny Anderson sounds like on the air, because back in the day, you know, he was just very, you know, zippity-zippity, time and tune. Hey, everybody, it's Denny Anderson on KG95, 35 degrees outside, inside 35 minutes. So I'm like, okay, well, with this new persona, maybe he's pretty good now. You know, maybe he kicks some ass. So I turned the radio on. And the station, by the way, that he's on now is a very classic rock. And they're still, are they still KKMA? I think they are, but I could be wrong. Maybe they've changed the call letters. I don't know.
I don't know.
99.5 out of Lemars, Iowa, just north of Sioux City. Anyway, I turn it on in the middays, and he finally comes on the air, and I get Magic 99.5, KKMA, it's Big Daddy in the morning, 35 degrees outside, got your forecast coming up, and music from Journey, and 35-minute nonstop music rock block coming up next. And I was like, what? That's Big Daddy? That's the kick-ass guy in the billboard? It's the same guy.
Yeah.
It's very lame. Very, very lame, you know.
Very, very opposite of what you'd guess when you see the billboard and the promo stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, that's been my perception of radio where I came from, you know, all these years. And it's still, to me, although you say they talk a little bit more, I mean, back then it was racy to say poop on the air. You know, you just couldn't do it. Oh my God, he said P-O-O-P. Oh my God, you know. And now I think maybe you can get by saying poop, but there's no way that you could refer to number three if you got number one. You couldn't talk about certain bodily functions. You just can't do that kind of stuff. Still in Sioux City, Iowa, it's very, very conservative. And
yeah, it's still the same. It's more or less the same. And like we talked about, if it's changed at all, it's just because it, radio's changed in general.
Yeah.
You know, talk radio has really taken off since, you know, we were doing that.
Yeah, that's very true. And we also talked a little bit about, we still are pretty sure that this show, even at this level, because I got to be honest, this show is a lot more clean the Brad Westmar show than what the old Wild Wild Westmar show was. And when I say clean, I mean we were just dirtier on the old show, and we just don't get that way on this show. And I still think this show wouldn't play in Sioux City, Iowa, because I'm too opinionated, I guess. And that's, I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know. It might. It's just, it'd be good for it. It'd be good for the area to have something like this, a little bit of a variety.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that they do have, talk show-wise, it's the same as it's been forever.
Yeah.
The same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's guys like my dad listen to it, guys in their 60s.
Exactly.
I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and I had a hard time finding, although I will say the KKMA, the classic rock station, was the one station I kind of kept it tuned to more than anything. But, you know, the question becomes whether or not Sioux City could pay me more than the 60 cents that I made so far today on my show. It's hard to say.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what I made back there in the day, like $4 an hour or something.
Yeah, it was bad because, yeah, when I mean, I don't even remember what I started off at. I think 4 1/4, maybe 4.50, something like that.
I don't know what
it was. It wasn't good.
Not very much. No. It was good for me. I didn't have any bills back then.
Well, exactly. When you're in high school, yeah, exactly. You know, yep. But okay, let's move on. Back to the nickname thing, okay?
Yep.
Because I got to thinking about Country Breakfast, and I'm like, okay. You know, I started, and I don't have a list here, and I wished I would have taken the time to make a list of nicknames for all the Royals players. But the first one that came to mind, I was like, okay, you got Billy Butler, who's arguably the most popular Kansas City Royal. I mean, probably not, but he's arguably one of the most popular Kansas City Royals. You might not know that, Matt, but it is true here. And I'm thinking, okay, who right now is the least popular Kansas City Royal? And the first name that came to my mind was, who do you think?
Kyle Davies.
Close.
Chris Getz.
Thank you. Yes. Non-pitcher. That deserves a little sounder. There we go. So, good job. Yes, Chris Getz. So, I got to thinking, okay, if Billy Butler is Country Breakfast, and it took me a while to come up with, and I started off looking at Shredded Wheat, and then I thought, it just doesn't work, and I tweeted about Shredded Wheat, and I thought, but I didn't really tweet what I wanted to tweet. I thought I'll save it for the show because people might be disgusted about it on Twitter, but anybody that's listening to this show is disgusting anyway, so they're going to be right. It's going to be right up their alley. So, here's what I think. Tell me if you agree. If Billy Butler is Country Breakfast, Chris Getz is the explosive diarrhea after the Country Breakfast. What do you think?
Yeah, but that's almost, it almost implies too much, you know, when you say explosive, that's not what you think of. Chris
you're right,
Getz.
You're right, he can you're right.
Barely hit it into the outfield, but.
All right, let me try that again.
Maybe stomach cramp.
No, yeah, how about painful diarrhea? How's that?
That's
stomach,
not too bad.
Stomach crampy, painful diarrhea. Okay. Oh, God.
Just the cramp.
Yeah, he's just a cramp. That's true. I mean, seriously, if you were to rank them in order, I mean, is Chris Getz, he's non-pitcher, I think there's no doubt that he is the least, he's probably the worst Royal. And that's sad because Mike Moustakas couldn't hit the broadside of a barn right now, okay?
Well, if the All-Star Game has a pop-up contest next year, Moose is in.
Representing
the Royals.
I think you are correct. Yeah, we have to do fantasy baseball like that next year. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, no, I said Kyle Davies right away, you know, of course, he's not there anymore because he seemed to get the brunt of everything. But Chris Getz was not far behind, and now that Davies is gone, I think he's easily the least popular, and he's the least effective player they have.
You got that right. I mean, every time he got a hit, well, in fact, he recently, 2 or 3 weeks ago, had what would have been a game-winning hit in the, I believe, the top of the ninth. I don't remember who they were playing or what it was. And it was amazing, and I remember tweeting it. It's like there's no way that the Royals are going to win. Oh, no, I said if the Royals do win, I'm going to forget by tomorrow that Chris Getz had the game-winning hit because I don't want to remember, kind of a thing. But,
They
ended up blowing it anyway like they did last night. I mean, don't even get me started. Don't get me started. We don't want to break it down.
Best if we don't. Yeah.
It's like the old Royals are back in, you know, back on the field now. So
yeah, and they didn't play any better today either.
No, they did not. They did not. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's, and I love nicknames. And here's another great example of nicknames. And I'm all about this. I know Jared had said before, and I think we talked about it on the show, that Starbucks has a hard time getting his name right on their cup. When they say, okay, what's your name? And they put the name on the cup so they know what name to call out when your order is ready. And I rarely have them have to put my name on a cup anyway. And the other day, I'm in Starbucks because I'm kind of off my kilter because Christy was out of town for a couple of days. So I stopped by Starbucks, and there was nobody in line. And yet, they asked me my name. And I'm like, okay, I'll humor you, you know. And I said, Brad. And the gal, apparently slightly deaf, says, huh, Rat? And I go, no, Brad. But you can call me Rat. My wife does quite a bit. We kind of laughed. The other gal laughed, you know, yada, 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 ha, ha, ha. So I went back the next day because my schedule was off again. I decided to just tell the gal, because it was the same two gals. I said, yeah, why don't you just go ahead and put, in quotation marks, Rat on my cup? So, I mean, I thought, I'll embrace it. You know, it's kind of funny. Why not?
Might as well.
Yeah, exactly. The gal thought it was very unusual. I don't think she remembered me from Adam from the day before.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But the other gal remembered me, and it was funny.
At least somebody did.
Yeah, she got the whole deal. She when they made my coffee, she handed it to me and said my real name. She said Brad. She remembered the whole exchange. And then the other gal, the deaf gal, Helen Keller, says, as I'm leaving the store, she says, have a good one, Rat. I was like, all right, maybe you're getting it now, maybe you're not. I don't really know. But I've come up with a theory, and this is fun because we used to do this at restaurants, you know, parties when a bunch of guys were together and we had to wait for, you know, a table. They'd ask for a name. Well, we gave some kind of a strange name. I mean, one time we were at Lambert's down in Springfield, and we gave the name Danzig. Instead of any of our names, we thought that would be funny. So they called it out. Like, Danzig, party of six. Danzig, table of six is ready. And we're just giggling like schoolgirls, you know? So I'm going to do that. From now on, I'm just going to give him some stupid name like Bon Jovi or, you know, something like that just to kind of have fun. Why not? You know?
There you go. You'd fit right in with my son and his friends.
Really?
We were just talking about that last week. He goes to Taco John's. You know, when you go to Taco John's, they always ask for your name. And
yeah.
He was going off of this list of, I don't remember any of them, but these ridiculous names that he supposedly gives when he goes to Taco John's. So you'd fit right in with a group of 15-year-olds.
Perfect. That's, you know what? I mean, that deserves a ding as well, which we're going to be using those a little bit later on with our game. But yeah, because that's kind of the target audience is perfect. I mean, this show's target audience, you know, the 12-plus, and we try to go on the lower side of the 12-plus. So anybody from about 12 to 16, perfect audience for us. So
there you go.
Works out great. Perfect, perfect. So one more thing I want to talk about real quick, because, and I know, as you can see, Matt, look at your show notes. We're not getting to anything. Okay. I do want to talk sometime, and I thought we might get to it tonight. I do want to talk sometime about the things that need to be changed in Major League Baseball. And unfortunately, it starts with the umpires, and most of it is about the umpires. Yeah. And I don't have time tonight to do it, but I'm sure you've got thoughts. And
oh, yeah, we have to do that sometime.
We will. We will. But yeah. I figured it makes a lot of sense to have Jared. If Jared ever comes back to the show, it makes sense for the three of us to do that. And
should have him on as a special guest some night when we talk about that.
Yeah, you know, why not? I mean, he even said to me, I probably could call him on the phone. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with the phone calls. Just do what you got to do. It's okay. I understand. We'll get you on again sometime soon. But I am sad he's going to miss. Next week is going to be a great show because we used to do a lot of Elvis stuff on the show, and we're going to do, because Elvis's death anniversary from how many years ago? 34 years ago or 44 years? 34 years ago, he died on August 16th. So we're going to do next Friday, which will be a few days after August 16th, the Elvis Death Day show, where we pretty much do Elvis stuff the entire show. Now, Matt, I don't know where you are with Elvis, but you're going to have to get on board at some point. So
hey, I like Elvis. You know, I love his music and everything I know about Elvis, I think I know from you. Back from our old days.
Isn't that
you're
funny?
Always making some old Elvis reference. Or calling me some.
Charlie Hodge. Charlie Hodge. Yes. You were the guy who gave me, just like Elvis, you were the guy who gave me all my scarves and gave me my water on stage. So that's.
Yeah,
you were my Charlie Hodge. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was weird that you actually wore scarves all the time, but it was fun.
They thought that was weird at the splash dances when I was broadcasting. I'd take my shirt off, but I'd have the scarves on, yes. And I
got to give something to have something to give to the ladies when you're done singing.
Oh, I had plenty to give to the ladies back then because I weighed 300 pounds. But anyway, so, but I do want to mention real quick about the umpires. And you tell me, Matt, because you watch more baseball than I do, I'm guessing. Is it all Major League Baseball games that are broadcast now that they have enough microphones around the field that you can kind of hear what the manager is saying when he's chewing the ass of an umpire, especially at home plate? Have you heard that elsewhere, or is it just the Royals broadcasts?
Well, no, I don't notice it everywhere. And I don't know if it has to do with the location of the microphones or the amount of people at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you could really hear Yost last week when he was giving it to that ump after
great.
He kicked out Gordon.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
And Ryan Lefevre will not shut up, so I can hear. And you know he's doing it on purpose. You know,
yeah. He has to.
Yeah. I didn't see it on SportsCenter. They don't play it on SportsCenter, obviously, either, because you're going to be clearly airing bad words. I assume. I don't watch SportsCenter enough to know, but
I don't even look for the Royals on SportsCenter anymore. They don't show them on there anyway.
Very good point. This is true.
Go online to watch them. If you go on MLB.com and or Royals.com and watch the highlights of that ejection, you could hear it quite clearly. I had to play it for Stacey a couple of times. So I was just rolling.
Oh, it's great.
It's awesome.
I believe it was the word "that's BS," only he said the real words that got him tossed, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
I'd always heard that it was horse S, but I believe you could say either one and get yourself tossed is probably the truth from my understanding.
I believe he might have said, "Are you S-ing me?"
Oh, that, he said that. I remember hearing that too. Yeah.
That was in there. He dropped some F-bombs and he got his money's worth. You could see the people if you watch the highlight too, behind the plate.
Yeah,
they're getting a huge kick out of it.
Oh, they were. They were.
Yeah.
I believe that was a horse-esque call. When you say that, that's definitely an automatic ejection. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if he said that night, but and good news for our listening base. Please keep it tuned right here, you 12 to 16 year olds, because we're going to have Ned Yost on the air here very shortly. Very, very shortly. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. Matt, I'm sure you've got some questions for him as well. So
yeah, it's exciting. It's a big get for this show.
I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was. So
good job by the Booker.
Yeah, that's good. Batman, nice work with that. I didn't even know you knew enough about baseball, but very good. Very good. Real quick, I hope you can tell this quick because we don't have a lot of time, but I want to hear about this very briefly regarding the Royals and you and your wife and this game that you guys play. You told me a little bit about I don't quite understand it all, and I'm hoping you can give me a quick rundown, and of course the 12 to 16-year-old audience, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll enjoy this game. You can take this game across many, many different facets of life too, but around here, it's kind of twins territory up here, and it gets really old, really annoying, and for a lot of different reasons. Twins fans, in general, it's kind of more of a holier-than-thou attitude with Twins and their fans. Like, every broken bat single that the Twins you score on, it's like it was done on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I do get to see the Royals play, we're right on, right smack in the middle of KC and Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, but we get Fox Sports North, so we get all the Twins games.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I get to see the Royals play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, after 3-4 series, I'm so sick of hearing Burt Blyleven talk about himself and all these shots of all these Twins fans. And then we went down there to Kansas City on one of our trips this year and saw him play the Twins twice. And the Royals played like absolute garbage, couldn't get any hits. So you had all these Twins fans dancing around. And every time they'd score a run on one of their broken bat singles, it was high, they're high-fiving, they're pointing at Royals fans. I got like these whole row of like 20-something Twins fans behind me, It's like a running commentary about how great these guys are. And I'm looking at the screen and everybody's hitting like 220, 217. But yet he comes up and bloops a double over the first baseman's head. It was just ridiculous. So anyway, when we were watching one of the games at home one time, I said to my wife, I'm like, look, I think you can throw all these Twins fans into two categories, either D-bags or rubes. So we play this game. We watch the Twins and Royals on TV. Especially when it's in Minneapolis, because there's so many more fan shots that way.
Yeah.
But we play D-bag or Rube.
Okay.
And so you see, and almost without fail, they fall into one of those two categories.
So how do you? I'm not very good at distinguishing the two.
Well, let's see. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
D-bag, you'll have like it'll be like 420-somethings, soul patch on one guy. Okay. One guy's wearing a jersey with no shirt underneath. Okay. When a guy sitting next to him is wearing like a wife beater with like a Twins trucker hat cocked to the side and some really obnoxious huge sunglasses. Those are the D-bags.
So what you're saying is that Tim Collins of the Royals would probably be a D-bag. Okay, am I right? Am I right?
He might. If you put him in, you dress him up like I just described and have him pointing at me every time the Twins you know, steal second or something like
that.
And
my understanding is he likes to say the word dude quite a bit too. So, I mean, I think that would, he may fall in the category of a D-bag. So I'm with you on D-bag. So what's a Rube? Pardon me for not knowing, but again, you got to remember, our audience may be 12 to 16, but I'm not. So, you know.
Well, Rube is kind of the, you know, the country bumpkin. It's, you know, you go up to Minneapolis too, and I love Minneapolis. Don't get me wrong. That it's a really pretty, really clean area up there. Mm-hmm. But they love their hunting. They love their fishing. So you'll see some guy wearing like a camo twins hat staring off into space, Rube. Some guy wearing a fishing t-shirt with a twins hat, Rube.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. In fact, I can think of another guy too. Maybe this guy.
Hey, everybody. This is Brett Favre.
You think maybe that guy too?
Brett Favre's a definite Rube.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was understanding. Okay. Yep. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, not in the plans right there. Okay. Okay. Perfect. So, all right. So, D-bag or Rube. And it's easier to play it when you're actually at the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's the problem. And it's more annoying, though, too, because at least on TV, it's a quick shot and you go, oh, Rube. Yep.
Rube
or whatever.
D-bag.
But,
okay.
But I was just surrounded by him.
Oh, yeah.
At that last, it was D-bag city.
I can imagine. Okay.
Sucked.
Well, you know, we could probably play that game with our own fans sometime if we go to a game together. I mean, just because, you know.
Well, if we go to a game, we want to get down there for the White Sox series in September. So that could be entertaining too. So we can think of some offshoot of the game.
We could also play hot in the 80s. Was she hot in the 80s? Because she's not now. You know, something like that. You never know.
You can do all kinds of things, you know. When you're 20 games under 500, you got to do something to keep yourself entertained.
True. And for the longest time, they were sitting at 61 and 62 losses, and I kept reminding people on Twitter they still have the possibility of winning 100 games. But unfortunately, they've fallen by the wayside, and that's not going to happen now. So
for me, it's the magic number. You know, they count down the magic numbers. You get close to those division titles.
Yeah.
The magic number when you've got a team that isn't doing so well is 63. That way, the worst you're going to be is 63 and 99. That you don't want to lose 100.
Perfect. That's true. Very, very good point. Now, real quick, we got to take a break. But before we do, we got to get Ned Yost on the horn. You know, we didn't even have time. And by the time we do get time, we're never going to want to talk about it because it's going to be old news. But I wish we could have had time to talk to people about your pink lemonade at Red Robin. I mean, really. I mean, that's a story on its own. That's 30 minutes of show right there.
We have to talk about it.
You know, put it on the show notes so we can get back to it sometime, okay?
We got a lot of material.
But you
got
to remember, you know, how ridiculously squirrely I was during that entire thing, too. I don't know what came over me during that. But,
I don't know.
I was retarded. But
anyway. One of my finer moments, Brad.
I guess so.
Yep, one of my finer moments.
It was. It was interesting. And you couldn't even eat that evening from what you told me, so... it was all the sugar that she said was not in that thing. But
yeah, probably. I don't know what's next. I don't know if I got to start laying off popsicles or what. I don't know.
You probably
should. Who knows? If lemonades are doing that to me, that could be next on the line.
We got to take a break. Batman, take that break, and we got to get Ned. He's going to be pissed, and he's probably going to call us a few names. So we'll take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back. Rosetta Stone, for me, as a pod dealer, was a godsend. I mean, here's something that allowed me to quickly acquire a terrific vocabulary, get the grammar behind it, and take that unbelievable kind of leap from stumbling around in a language to being fluent and believable. I mean, you've got to try Rosetta Stone.
Dude, good morning.
Dude, good morning. Yeah. Let's see. Let's try the next one.
Righteous. Want to burn a fatty?
Righteous. Wanna burn a fatty? Yeah. If you were to check my library, you would see that for any given language, I have every dictionary, every CD, every DVD, every videotape, most of which didn't work. So when I found Rosetta Stone, it really was, for me, like finding the Holy Grail.
It's 420, bro. I need a dime of haze and a spiff to try.
It's 420, bro. I need a dime of haze and a spiff to try. Rosetta Stone. It'll change your life.
Proud to call you his fake friend, The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to The Brad Westmore Show. I am not Brad Westmore. And Matt's still here. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. I'm not Brad Westmore either.
I think, I don't know what happened to Brad. I know that there was some kind of a confusion out in the parking lot with some midget clowns. I think afraid for his car.
You know, you'd be surprised how much trouble he has with midget clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just say he's on assignment.
Now I'm not the big sports nut like Brad is. Now, who are we supposed to be calling here?
We have to call Ned Yost.
Okay,
Royals
Ned.
Manager.
Okay.
Yep.
What a name.
Ned. Ned Yost.
Well, that's great.
Very simple.
Can you handle that, Matt? Can I put you through to him, to Ned?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What kind of a name is Ned?
It's lazy parenting.
Let's get Ned on the line here. Since we still don't know where Brad is. Maybe he'll answer.
I hope so. He knows we're calling.
He might be too busy. What with working on all those great players?
They did have a game today, so he may be doing some post-game stuff still.
Yost.
Ned Yost.
Yeah.
Ned, hi. It's Matt Stairs with the Brad Westmar Show. How are you today?
You're late.
You know, I apologize. It's all the host's fault, Brad. He can't be with us right now. He's out on assignment. But, you know, if you talk to Brad, you know, he tends to, talk
a
lot.
Excuse me, 1 second. I got to do something on here. 1 second, please.
Okay. What's going on there, Ned?
Sorry about that. I'm in the bathroom at the airport.
Getting ready to fly to Chicago?
Is that where we play next?
it's come to that, huh? Has it, Skip?
It's not been a good season.
No, and it hasn't. Just finished up a tough sweep at the hands of the Tampa Bay Rays. Including a soul-crushing defeat last night. Can we ask you a few questions? Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just start with some more positive news. The big news of the week with the Royals was the promotion of super catcher Salvador Perez, and with that came the release of Kyle Davies. With the release of Davies, I'm assuming that the incriminating photos that he had of you and Dayton Moore that guaranteed his spot in the rotation have been recovered. How much of a relief is that for you?
You know, honestly, most people don't know this, but one of Dayton Moore's duties, I had some guys making fun of me.
Billy Butler, I'll get you a country breakfast. All right, we'll talk about you in a minute.
All right, I'm sorry. No, most people don't know this, but one of Dayton Moore's duties is changing David Glass's diaper. And get it, Judy? I already said that. All right, sorry. Billy Butler, stop it. All right. Yeah, I'll get you with the towel. Yeah, all right. Next question.
Ned, you're easily distracted, I can see, and that leads nicely into my next question. The other night you entered Blake Wood into a 1-1 game in the bottom of the ninth. And, you know, you kind of had a bullpen full of your good pitchers still available. It happened to be Blake's birthday that night. Was that the reason he got to pitch in that game?
Yeah, you know, I look at it this way. I think everybody should have a chance to do something good on their birthday. And, you know, everybody has birthdays. And, you know, it was Blake Wood's birthday. I like Blake Wood. And I figured that the best thing to do was to put him in the game and see if he could do something good for our team. And he ended up doing something good for the other team. And that's just as good. Let me look at it this way. He did something good. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, he had good stuff that night, you could say. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. He got good stuff. Tampa Bay thought so anyway, yeah. Yeah.
All right, a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome is Eric Hosmer's hair in person?
Eric, first of all, let me say something about Eric Hosmer. Eric Hosmer gets more hot sex action than anyone I've ever met in my entire life, including Frank White. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And Eric Hosmer, not black. So I don't know. It's amazing. Eric Hosmer's hair, though. Let me tell you about Eric Hosmer's hair. Eric Hosmer's hair, not real. You believe this? That he has actually
really?
Has like yeah. No, it's a toupee. It's amazing. It's amazing. But Eric Hosmer does a good job at first base for us. And like I said, he's getting more tail than anybody on the team. And Moustakas, if he would just could hit over 200, he'd be getting a lot of tail too. And in fact, I'm getting tail. Oh, did I say that out loud? But anyway, so Eric Hosmer, we're very, very happy about him. Very, very. And also happy, what did you say our new catcher's name is again?
It's Salvador Perez.
Yeah, happy about that kid. He's doing a fantastic job back there, and he's going to start for us for the rest of the year. Yeah.
That's great news. I think a lot of Royals fans would be excited to hear that. Also, Skip, what do you think about Billy Butler's new nickname, Country Breakfast? I heard you talking to him there in the background.
Yeah, Billy Butler's new nickname, Country Breakfast, I don't get it. I think it would make more sense maybe just Country Kitchen. I mean, have you ever been into a Country Kitchen before? Country Kitchens have great food. And I think it's great. I think it's great the way he embraced it. And although I still think it should be called Country Kitchen. In fact, I'm trying to get him to change it. Billy Butler, by the way, kind of a fat kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding you, Butler. Just kidding you, Butch. Just kidding you. All right.
You better be careful. He might hit you. But, you know, if you're still in Tampa, let's face it, he's not hitting you right now in Tampa. He's not hitting anything in Tampa.
No. Butler is 0 for Tampa. And maybe that's why we need to change his name to Country Breakfast. I don't know. Or Country Kitchen, pardon me. I'm all screwed up. Yeah.
That's all right. All right. Hey, like a lot of Royals fans, I was excited about the arrival of Johnny Giovitella from Omaha this week. How weird is it to have a second baseman that can actually hit the ball past a drawn-in infield?
You know, let me put it to you this way, first of all. Second base was so crappy for us for the last several months that you saw how much we liked Mike Avilas, okay? And second of all, we've been considering, of all people, Slugger to play second base, okay? But that didn't go well because he wanted too much money. And quite frankly, he could have played it better than Chris Getz. And Slugger has better hair than Chris Getz. Well, Chris Getz, worst hair in Major League Baseball. And that includes that guy for the Giants, whatever that pitcher's name is. I don't remember what his name is now. Yes, Tim Lincecum. And also Slugger could turn a better double play. But we brought up Giovanni. Is that his name?
It's Johnny. Johnny Giovitella.
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah, you just call him number nine.
We brought up number nine instead of promoting Slugger. And I can never get that guy's name right. Number nine, yeah, okay. I just call him Dirtbag. I don't know if you've heard that before, but I said that in the press one time. He's just a dirtbag. And when I said that, people thought that I was saying bad things. But I'm not saying bad things about Johnny Giovanni. When I say dirtbag, it's a term of endearment. He's getting down. He gets down and hard-nosed and dirty. He's not afraid to get hurt. He's not afraid to turn a double play. And he's not afraid to take a baseball off the ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's... great explanation of that. You really clarified things. I think that makes...
By the way, did I mention to you that Matt Traynor has an extremely hairy butt cheek? He does.
No one never heard that.
But here's the thing, Matt Stairs. Not both of them. Only one of them is really hairy. And
that's
weird. I haven't
asked
how it happens, but I'm telling you right now, it looks really, really natural.
That's all I can say. It's very interesting. All right, you have a few more minutes with us?
I've got a couple minutes. The plane's not leaving. I'm just walking up and down the aisle of the plane right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's do a little word association, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Let's start with astronaut. What's the first thing you think of? You hear astronaut.
Chris Getz.
Chris Getz. Okay, how about...
Let me answer that question for you. I know you're thinking to yourself, why would you say Chris Getz? Here's why. Because I'd like to put him on a rocket ship and send him away forever. How's that?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Good.
All right. How about this one? How about Jeff Foxworthy?
You know, I'm good friends with Jeff Foxworthy. Has anybody told you that before? Jeff Foxworthy, we like live practically like in the same house. Did you know that?
That's what I've heard. I've heard that.
Yeah. I actually do a pretty good Jeff Foxworthy imitation, as a matter of fact. Would you like to hear my Jeff Foxworthy imitation?
I'd love to.
Okay. Here we go. Guys, don't make fun of me. I'm going to do Foxworthy. Don't make fun of me. All right. You right there? All right. You ready? Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. All right.
You might be a redneck manager of the Kansas City Royals.
See, I kind of sound like the, who's that guy in Nebraska? Larry the
Cable Guy.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. I kind of sound, but let me just bear with me on this, okay?
You might be the Kansas City Royals manager if you think a 9-man starting rotation sounds like a good idea.
How's that? How is that?
That's
that
perfect. That's
yeah,
great.
You sound at me right now. Like,
yeah.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's, that yeah. sounds great.
So I think of Jeff, best friend, Jeff Foxworthy, he's my best friend.
Best friend. Okay. How about six-man rotation?
I think of nine-man rotation.
Is that what's next?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, exactly. I mean, let's be honest here. And then they're laughing at me here in the aisles. But I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. It makes sense. If you've got nine starting pitchers and you play, you do five of them in rotation, why not do six and give them extra rest? And if you've got nine of them, why not go ahead and just let them all nine rotate and give them more rest? It makes sense to me, and that's how we're going to do it around here.
Hey, you know, however you want to do it is fine by us. I know it's the way you handle a pitching staff is very, let's just say, unique. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, one more thing for you real quick. I just want to mention a couple more things before I forget, just in case. Jack is our closer, and that's all I'm going to say about that, okay? you know Jack.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He did a good job last night for you.
That didn't go so well. I probably should have started him in the ninth. But anyway, also, did I mention that Eric Hosmer gets a lot of ass? Did I mention that?
I heard that. Yeah, we've heard that. And we've heard Matt Trainor's ass. So,
I don't know what I'm doing looking at people's asses all the time, but that's what I do. And also, I didn't mention this. You remember this a while back? Melky Cabrera had the sick boops, and we had to sit him down on the bench. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is ironic because he was already doing a lot of sitting. Get it? Because he hit the poops. But anyway,
yeah.
and one more thing before I go here. Our shortstop, in case you didn't know, he's an extra in a USA for Ethiopia commercial. Did you know that?
No idea.
Yeah, looks like an Ethiopian.
That's,
I'm sorry. You got a couple more things for me real quick before I go? Tell me to turn my phone off, but F you! Not going to. Okay.
One more question for you, Skip. Do you rent or own your home in Kansas City?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I got to say this real quietly because Dayton Moore is just right up the road. Believe it or not, Dayton Moore actually went to Tampa Bay. I rent it. And the reason I rent it is because that's the way every Kansas City Royal manager has done it since Dick Houser died. So, I rent. Why do you ask?
Not a bad idea. No, just wondering. Yeah. Just natural curiosity. You know,
okay.
No reason at all. So... Anyway, hey, you know, Skip, that's really all the questions I have. If there's anything else you'd like to say to our listening audience, feel free. Otherwise, we can let you go so you can head to Chicago to take on the White Sox.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, it's been a good time talking to, what's the name of the show again?
It's the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah, okay, and thanks, Brad. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, anytime, Skip. Hey, maybe we'll give you a call here towards the end of the season, maybe a little season wrap up with you.
Anytime. And by the way, one more thing. You know, if you notice, my wife has a yeast infection. Thank you. Good night.
There it is.
Frightening.
The quintessential Ned Yost interview.
That was scary. Scary, Matt.
As a non-baseball fan, Batman, you had to have learned a lot in that interview.
I learned that I'm glad I'm a non-baseball fan these days. I used to be a huge baseball fan, and I don't know, I just kind of I got frustrated with it all. You know, not because of the strike like everybody else. I just kind of got frustrated with it all because locally our team is junk.
Yeah, well,
so, you know,
it's Ned Yost running things too.
I'm sure it's going to get better. Why.
Yeah, sure will.
I guess we better go to break and find out where the heck Brad is because he still hasn't come back from the parking lot midget clown thing.
Put up the Brad signal. See if he'll float back in.
You know, that scares me what the Brad signal would be. I think it would just be a big butthole in the sky.
Yeah, it'd have something to do with an ass. I'm pretty sure.
I think so, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll go to break, and we will be, to paraphrase Brad, we will be, gotta have a long, pregnant pause, right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
It's not the length that matters. It's what you do with it. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Guys, I've got to apologize.
You and the midget clowns.
Dude, you missed out.
I know. I just realized. I came in and I said, we're going to call Ned Yost. And you guys had gone and done it anyway. And what happened was, all that talk about Chris Getz and diarrhea, you know, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go any further.
I thought you were still in the parking lot with the midget clowns.
No.
Your car's okay then.
No, it's fine. Thank you. No. Hey, Batman, we got to do this real quick. The UrbanDictionary.com game. I'll tell you what, Batman, come and get these.
Okay.
And flip these upside down in front of you in your bat cave, and then take this list of words as well. Don't look at these and just put them face down. There's some smaller ones there, too. And then you've got that. Just look at that. Here's what we're going to do. Matt, you've got the same thing there. You've got strips of paper with five different definitions. And then you've also got a sheet of paper with five words. Okay?
Right.
And we are going to basically play a game. Now, normally we have everybody in the same room, but we can't do that because there's 300 miles separating us. So Batman's going to play with you real quick. This is a game from the old show.
Please don't say that again.
Batman's going to play with you real quick. We don't have a lot of time. I got to keep it going here. And there are five words. And first things first, Batman, use your best enunciation and tell us what the five words are, or five phrases or words.
Yadira, Zoraida, Spanish homework, frog, and Bob Saget.
Right. Those are your five words taken from UrbanDictionary.com by yours truly. Okay. And we've got the dings and the dongs, and I'm working on getting some game show music. So if you get a correct answer, you'll hear that. And if you screw up, which you're probably going to do a couple of times, you'll hear. Okay. So first things first, Matt, do you have those definitions placed face down in front of you?
I do.
Okay, great. Matt, firstly, what I'd like you to do is go ahead and take one of those and pick it up and read the definition out loud to us.
Sure. Okay. Anyone?
Pick one of them up. Yep, any one of them, and go ahead and read it.
Okay, a girl, usually Hispanic, with brown hair and brown eyes, has a big head, very smart sometimes, uncool, but acts blonde at times. Usually has a big butt and is a very good friend. If she is bitchy, she is not a true one of these at heart.
Okay, now can you guess what your job is to try to do correctly?
Match it up.
Which of that goes with what word? You know what I'm saying. Pick one.
So I can look at my word
list.
Look
at all five of your word lists right now and see if you can figure out which one of those you think is a girl with that definition.
How about frog?
You think that that's a frog? I'm sorry, Matt, but that is incorrect. Now go ahead and take that one and put it back in the mix.
Okay.
And Batman's going to go ahead and pick one up himself now.
Oh, I thought I was going to get to tell you what I think that.
Oh, no, we don't try to steal. No, we don't
do
that.
Man, I need to steal.
No, it's not Family Feud.
Well, it just so happens I picked up a girl, usually Hispanic,
okay,
with brown hair and brown eyes.
All right, you don't need to read the whole thing. Go ahead. Which one do you think that is?
Yadira.
You think it's Yadira? Yeah, I don't know how it is that you're so damn good at this game, but that is correct. That is correct. So one
he's
for,
so hip.
He is unbelievable. He fits right into the 12 to 16-year-old demographic. It's amazing. Because let's be honest, there's nobody at the age 40 looking at UrbanDictionary.com except for me. So, Matt, go ahead and choose another one if you would like. Okay. And go ahead.
How about the lowest card in a full house?
The lowest?
I know this one.
Okay. Oh, you do. Very well. What do you think is the lowest card in a full house?
Got to be a Bob Saget.
It is a Bob Saget. Very good.
Thank you.
I don't know where that came from, but
I've got three kids. We love Full House at our house.
Very. I guess that does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of nauseous.
Forgot about that.
We need to buzz that.
Okay, that's a very, very. Actually, I got something better for that right here. Okay. That show was popular when I was in college, man. Okay, Batman.
You're old.
I am. You're next, Batman. We got three words left.
Incognito term for the use of marijuana, often used when the discussion occurs in the presence of adults, allows adults to assume the minors are planning something productive, originates from the fact that the majority of marijuana comes from Mexico. It's called Spanish homework.
Spanish homework it is. That was a pretty easy one because I probably had too much information in there. But let me use that one in a sentence for you. Hey, you want to get together and do some Spanish homework after class? Heck yeah, I haven't done Spanish homework since last Friday. Means they want to smoke pot. Okay.
There you go.
Let's got to do some Spanish homework, man.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? That actually requires some special music, too. Sorry about that. There we go. Okay.
Don't you want to do some Spanish homework with me?
I want to do some Spanish homework. Yeah, sí, señor. All right. All right. Matt, two more to go. You're up.
All right. All right. Ooh, this is a long one.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
A person who sneaks into a house and lives among its occupants without their knowledge. These people try to respect the house's inhabitants as if they were roommates. By not breaking rules or talking, although mooching food is sometimes necessary for survival, they rarely stay in a single house for more than a few days as the fear of getting caught settles in. Then it's usually time to move on, and they will hop to a new pad. This can be attempted solo or in groups. Frog.
You think that's a frog?
I'm guessing
okay,
frog.
Okay, very well. Why are we ending the show already? That's very well. You got one there. That's right. I don't know. Batman likes to end the show early. Are you ending the show
early? I do not like to end the show early.
All right. Never mind. All right. We got two. How many left now? It's 2-2?
Yeah, there's one left.
2-2. There's one left. I guess that means that it's a draw. It'd be pretty obvious. Let's see if Batman can screw this up. Batman, read the next one.
A winner. A person with a tendency to win.
Who might that be?
Zoraida.
Zoraida is correct, but unfortunately, by default, you guys tie.
I agree.
Very good.
It's too easy.
Very good. Now, you see, we used to do this with 10 words, and it's a lot longer, but I think I planned perfectly with 5 words tonight because I do believe we have music still in the background. Yes, we do. I can hear that there. Man, show goes too fast. It's too fun, Matt.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Hey, Batman, shut up. You're out now. Stop it. You're talking over my co-host here. Stop. I'm sorry, Matt Stairs, what did you say?
I said time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
With Ned Yost, especially. That was so cool.
Ned Yeast, yes. He is something. I thought that was cool, too, except I didn't get to hear it. But
you'll have to listen back to it. It was great. Very informative. I learned a lot.
I can't wait to listen to it back myself. And by the way, there's a possibility next week, if we can schedule it correctly, that there will be not only a full hour's worth of Elvis stuff, but even possibly if we can schedule it, a bonus segment as well. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be awesome.
I want you to brush up on your Elvis history, Matt.
Oh, I got a lot of work to do. You have to send me some cliff notes.
No, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just surprise you with some stuff. I mean, you know, with Elvis and the colon he's got, there's going to be a lot of this going on, you know. So you might want to bring a can of Lysol.
I'm going to wear a scarf next week.
Wear a scarf. Honestly, real quick, before we end the show, good chance that Elvis is going to stop by himself and make a guest appearance on the show.
Oh, baby.
It'll be
That'd
a good
be cool.
time.
The guests just keep getting bigger.
They do.
The show's blowing up.
Literally, they keep getting bigger. Exactly. Matt Stairs, great to have you with us. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Batman, as always, thank you, my friend, and we will talk to you all next week. This is Brad Westmar signing off for The Brad Westmar Show. Thank you for coming, and if you didn't, maybe next time you can. We'll just work you a little bit harder. Good night.